ready to become a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman Christian certified life coach? Check out www.futureblacklifecoaches.com for our upcoming 5-day masterclass. We're talking all things how to make money as a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman Christian certified life coach. Why now is the best time for you to become a Black woman Christian certified life coach, featuring success stories, our coach certification checklist, our Christian coaching personality assessment, and a Q&A day, plus your chance to join us in the original 100 of the one-day Black woman Christian certified life coaching self-study system. www.futureblacklifecoaches.com is the place to be. Hello there. Welcome. Oh, hi. It's yours truly, Dr. AJ Austin, founder of the International Center for Life Coach Training, LLC, where I train Black women of faith to become certified life coaches online in one day. I'm in my post-workout drip. I had to make it look like I've been sweating. I've been mostly breathing hard, but here I am with you, ready to talk about who hires a life coach. Like, who really needs a life coach, Monique, Sean? I mean, who really needs you, right? Have you ever asked yourself that question? If not, get ready, get ready. If so, I'm going to add to the thoughts that maybe you had. I'm going to share this out on my page. If you're listening on our podcast at Black Life Coach Radio, if you're watching my beautiful brown skin on our YouTube channel at Black Life Coach TV, come on over to Facebook, child. I'm trying to tell you. So over at futureblacklifecoaches.com is our complimentary Christian coaching community, where we are like almost 500 strong, y'all. I am so excited. Our numbers have doubled. I feel like I'm yelling. I finally got my voice back. Let me keep it. So I'm going to woosah. I'm going to talk normal. I am hype. I am on a regular. When you come in, say hello, especially if you're watching from our private Facebook group. Let me know where you're watching from. If you're watching this replay, hey girl, I'm trying to get more people on here with us on today. So I'm copying this link. I am heading over to my personal profile page. Hello, Lisa. How are you? Lisa, are you a coach? I know we have been connected for a while. I don't know if we've ever had a chance to talk in my private inbox here on Facebook, but let me know. So here we go. Give Facebook a chance to populate it. There we go. We got some people on. Y'all say hey. So Facebook and I have a love relationship. That's how I'm going to refer, because they literally watch my videos. So I'm saying nice stuff for the algorithm, Facebook. But I am one of their leaders in the Leader Network. They just did a feature article on our company, the International Center for Life Coach Training, LLC. And I'm on their end user research team. So when stuff don't work, like now, where it's not showing me your pictures or your names or the count of people on here, they hear about it in our therapy session, is what I've labeled, because I just be going off down the list like, then this had happened, then that had happened. And they be taking notes, and it's on a recorded line. So, Mr. Zuckerberg, Mark. All right, let's get to it. If you're new here, if you're one of our new Future Black Life Coaches over at futureblacklifecoaches.com, hey girl, how are you? Welcome. This is usually my everyday energy, you know, especially when I haven't been on in a while and I feel like the time in between takes is a while. So if you are watching this on any other platform other than in our Facebook group, come join us. See where I be in the meantime, in between time, what we got going on coming up. I was on a treadmill and I was thinking and I was really digging and asking myself this question that a lot of people want to know, you know, who really hires a life coach? Will people really pay me? If you're on here and you're not a life coach, let me know real quick in the comments. Just do like a little wave because I know a lot of you are here in our group over at futureblacklifecoaches.com. You're in the place to be to get the information that you need for how to become a professionally trained, skilled, qualified, certified Black woman Christian certified life coach, okay? If you are none of those things, then you shouldn't be in our group. I don't know how you got here. How did you get here? I don't have much of a voice, so we're going to save that. Number one, who hires a life coach? I'm going to work my list backwards. People who are wondering what their life purpose is. They're waking up in the morning saying, why am I here? Why am I the little sperm that could? Why did I win that race? What was God's intention for me? Why me, Lord? Why did I have the parents that I had, the life that I had? Why am I here? How did I get here, Minister Deborah Cox? What is my purpose? There are literally thousands upon hundreds of thousands of people who are questioning their purpose. Those are the types of people, just one type, that are looking for you as a life coach. Number two, people who feel stuck in life. I personally know how that is. If you're here, let me see some hand emojis, some give me a heart, okay, our livers. Replay viewers, let me know in the comments as well if you've ever found yourself in a place in your life. And again, you like, how did I get here and how do I get out of here? Somebody get me out of here. Like Sophia on The Color Purple, what she said, get my children out of here. I quote gospel songs, gangster rap, and now movies. So if you've ever been in a place in your life where you like, okay, what do I do at this point? Where can I go from here? And can I do this by myself? Those are the type of people that are looking for a life coach. A lot of people don't know what life coaching is, so you have to know the signs and the qualities of people who sound like they could use a life coach. So they are wondering about their purpose. They're feeling stuck. Another type of person who hires a life coach is someone who desires to not necessarily have someone believe in them, not necessarily have someone to believe for them. But like I told one of my very first coaches, his name was Brian. He was a fellow Christian. I loved Brian. You see, I still smile when I bring up his name because he just gave it to me straight. And I said, Brian, I believe in myself. I got enough faith and belief for me and you. So I don't need you to believe for me. But if you could just join your faith with mine and believe with me. Because the word of God, the Bible says, where two or three are gathered together in his name, he shall be in the midst. So people who are looking for a life coach, that third type of person is that person who is like where I used to be with Brother Brian is what I called him. And I said, can you believe with me, Brother Brian, that I am called for more? I'm on the right track. I'm anointed for this. I am appointed and chosen for such a time as this. I can do this. You've seen this done. You can help me as my coach. Like, can you believe with me? Y'all ever found yourself there where you're like, I don't need you to believe in me. Believe for me. Just join your faith with mine, somebody, and believe with me. If that's you, let me see some memojis, okay? I'm going to mute my computer and bring up my page because I see that it is showing on my page. All right. That's number three. So one, we have people who are wondering what their purpose is. Two, we're having people who are feeling stuck in life. Number three, someone who desires to have someone believe with them. And then number four is someone who can check in on progress. So what that looks like is, okay, a person who knows that they're here for a reason, they have a purpose, but they're feeling stuck and they are wondering how to get from where they are to where they really want to be in their life. They need someone to believe with them. They also need someone to check in on them to say, hey girl, how is blank today? And that blank is their life goal. How is your money making today? How is your business today? How is your weight loss going? How is your parenting going? All of these titles are titles that coaches carry. Hey, Rolanda. Hey, Tiana. Tiana. Hey, girl. Taj. So people who need a coach, that fourth type of person is someone who needs someone to check in on them. Do you guys know how good it feels when someone just randomly sends you a text message or you get a random inbox or an email or a phone call saying, hey, just checking in on you. Hey, just called to say hello. Hey, how's your business going? Hey, you need me to come get the kids because you need a break. That's called progress. And a lot of people who are looking for a coach just need someone to check in on them and their progress towards the goal they said they wanted in their life. A life coach's purpose is to serve in three areas of a person's life, meaning this person sets a goal, they start to take action, and now they're ready to achieve the results of hitting that goal. So as a life coach, you jump in and you check on their progress. Hey, how is your progress with reaching blank, which is the goal, insert goal here, right? So if you have never been coached, then you wouldn't know this. But if you want to get coached, if you want to become a coach, make sure you're in our Facebook group over at futureblacklifecoaches.com if you're hearing this on any platform outside of the group, because we got some stuff coming up. We have almost 500 new members. We'll definitely have 500 by the end of this week. And we have more to come with new members, with new trainings, with new things that coaches can get their feet wet in. If you've never been in the coaching industry, or if you're a little rusty, you need to dust it off, or you want to experience what it's like to get coaching and to be coached. I have a lot of cool, fun things coming up, like our one-day Black Woman Christian Life Coach Certification Training. But you got to be in our group to get first dibs on what's going on in our complimentary Christian coaching community over at futureblacklifecoaches.com, okay? That's number 4 of 10 different types of people, characteristics within people who hire life coaches. Number 5 is the person who doesn't necessarily have anyone to share their life goals with. So most people in life that you come across on a daily basis do not have a person they can just pick up the phone, talk about what they want to be when they grow up, and that person actually cares enough to say, hey, how can we help get you to that destiny? How can we help you achieve those results? How can I hold you accountable? How can I check in on you in serving in that purpose, checking in on your progress, making sure you're unstuck and you're clear with how to move forward? I want to be that person that believes with you. How can I join my faith with yours? That's person number 5. They're looking for someone that they can just talk to. And it's not family, it's not friends, it's not loved ones that are going to try to fix them. We can't fix people. We don't have people's answers. As a coach, we have really, really good questions that we can ask people to help them have their own breakthroughs, find their own answers from within. That's the key, the golden nugget and the takeaway I want you to have from this training. Okay. So let's recap. People who are wondering what their purpose is, people who are feeling stuck in life, people who have a desire to have someone believe with them, people who need to be checked in on with their progress, and then people who need someone to share their life goals with, who cares, who's non-judgmental, who's unbiased, who really doesn't have an opinion, who really doesn't even want to share advice. They just want to listen and be 1 through 5 that we already went through. Number 6 of 10. Types of people, characteristics within people who hire life coaches is the person who doesn't want to keep trying to get better on their own. So maybe they watched a motivational video or listened to a podcast that got them real hype, or they went to an event and they came home real hype, and then they're like, okay, now what? You know, I've tried this, and I've tried joining my faith with other people, and I still don't know what to do. And I really don't want to try to keep doing this on my own to get to a better place in my life, because I've tried this before. And here I am with a bookshelf full of books or a couple journals full of notes, and I'm still confused. I lack clarity. I still want to know what I should be doing to walk in my purpose. Have you ever had that experience? You know somebody who's had that experience. Maybe you or someone you know is having that experience right now. That's a characteristic of someone who needs a coach. That's who hires a coach. These are people who pay coaches, life coaches. This is how you make money and find clients. As a coach, you look for these characteristics that we've already reviewed. If you're following me so far, throw up some emojis. Let me know. You're hanging out. You're picking up what I'm putting down. If you're listening to the replay, you better be on your way to futureblacklifecoaches.com because we got some goodies on the horizon for you. Okay. Hey, Latrice, how are you? Number 7 of the type of person or the characteristic within a person who would look to hire a life coach is someone, excuse me, they're not already surrounded by a circle of supporters or accountability partners. So not only are they feeling stuck, not only are they wondering what their purpose is, not only are they looking for someone to believe and join their faith with them, not only do they need someone to check in on their progress towards their life goals, not only do they want someone to share those goals with who really cares to help them get an end result, not only are they tired of trying to get better on their own, but they're not surrounded by a circle of support. So I'm pretty sure you guys have all had this moment where you want to be surrounded by quote unquote like-minded people, but just like most people don't have someone to pick up the phone and call and just talk about them and their life goals and what they want to achieve to fulfill their purpose here, most people don't have a group that they can check in with throughout the week, throughout the month, throughout the year to say, here's what I've done. Here's what I wanted to do. Here's what I look forward to doing in my life. And they get support. Most people are not surrounded by that support circle. A coach becomes a part of that support circle, or as I like to say, wise counsel, where not only are you sharing your life goals and what you really want to achieve in life, but you have that accountability to say, hey, I remember you mentioned blank. And then you're bringing it back up. You're reminding them of what they said, or in our case, what they said God said to them and the vision that they have had since they were 2. You are checking in on that goal, that vision, that dream. That's a part of a support circle as a coach. That type of person needs a coach. Number, I don't even know. I think we're on like 7, 8-ish out of 10. So I'm counting backwards and it threw me off a little bit. So another type of person, another characteristic within a person who would hire a life coach is someone who know that they're called for more. They're called for greater. They wake up in the morning like I used to years ago with like this heaviness in your chest. It's like a drop or a pain or an itch that you can't scratch. It's in that heart space. It's in your spirit. It's on your mind when you go to sleep. It's the first thing you think about when you wake up and you just like, oh God, I know I'm called for more. That goes deeper into fulfilling your purpose and your calling. But having someone to believe with you on what your more looks like. We got a podcast episode that's coming out. You got to be on the email list. So make sure if you're in here in our Facebook group and you're watching this, make sure I have your email address. You can send it to me in the inbox. You can post it here in the comments. Because we have a podcast episode coming out with one of our newly certified coaches, Coach Jada. And she talks about that. What is your next? What is your more? What is your greater? What is your more than? I know I'm called for more than just being a blank. I know I'm called for more than just working a 9-to-5. I know I'm called more than fill in the blank. Those types of people are looking for a coach. They need to discover their more than. They need to discover their more, their next, their greater, because they know that they're called. And so a coach is there to help pull that thing that would otherwise lie dormant out of that spirit, out of that heart space, put it on paper and get it into action. Let's get some accountability, some progress behind that goal or that life dream. Are y'all picking up what I'm putting down? Let me know with some emojis if you're live here with me. I really want to know. If you want to engage with this video even more, check out futurelifecoaches.com, futureblacklifecoaches.com. futureblacklifecoaches.com. I think I'm saying it right. And then we're wrapping up with our last 2. Unless you guys are here with me live and you have questions, or if you're at this point in the replay and you have questions, put them in the comments below right now as I'm doing our last two tips. Because another characteristic that falls within someone who would hire a life coach is someone who has never seen life lived the way they want to do it. You know, maybe they come from a certain background where nobody ever makes it out of the hood, or everybody has this going on, or everybody's lacking this, or everybody thinks a certain way, speaks a certain way, does a certain thing. They've never seen life lived the way they dream of it being lived for them. They've never seen it done like this. I know when I started my business years ago, I was like, nobody's doing it the way I know I want to do it. So I needed people, not just a person, but people, coaches, to help pull that vision out of me. And they were all of these things to me and more. And if you've never been coached, you need to have this experience for yourself. If you want to be that person for someone else and become a Black woman who is professionally trained, you're skilled, you're qualified as a certified life coach, make sure you check out futureblacklifecoaches.com if you haven't already. Let me get a sip of water and we'll wrap up with our last tip. Okay, I seen an emoji fly by. Thank you, girl. I see you. All right. Let me grab a cough drop real quick. Excuse me. Are there any questions about anything that I've shared so far? Let me know. Talk to me. Now's the time to do it live or replay. I'm happy to chat. Thank God for this inspiration to do this list, because this is a common question. You know, who needs a life coach? Who is the type of people that would hire a life coach? And so that's what we're going over in today's training. The number one characteristic within a person who is looking to hire a life coach is someone who knows that just because they won that race, that swim competition to get here on Earth, they were that one, maybe two, maybe three. We've had triplets and twins, etc. But they got here. They won that race, and they're like, I know I'm called for more. I'm feeling stuck. I know I can do greater than this because I know I'm more than just blank. I've never seen life lived the way I want to live it. I really wish that there was a person or a support circle, a team behind me, believing with me in my goals, my visions, and my dreams for life. Because I understand that regardless of who's on this earth today, they were not born with an instruction manual. No one was born with an instruction manual on life. Now, those of us in the Christian community, we know we have the Word of God. It's going to direct us in different areas of our life, but we have to get here. We have to discover Jesus. We have to develop our own walk with Christ, and then we have to start believing in that Word. What happens in the meantime, in between time? What happens during our progression of growing our relationship with God? And then what happens as we continue to grow our relationship with God? What about that one-on-one encounter with another believer who is believing in us, joining their faith with ours, listening to our goals, caring, checking on our progress? This is ministry. Becoming a life coach, coaching is a ministry. As a coach, you are a minister. You get to ask questions. You get to sit and listen. You get to allow someone to just pour out, and then you pour back in with questions that help them to start developing their own blueprint for life. That's what a life coach is. All of these characteristics we just went through, 1 through 10, backwards. These are all characteristics that people who hire a coach and will willingly pay you money to coach them, they're looking for you. You can bring all of this to the table as a coach. You can also experience this as a coach, because as my coach told me, who certified me, he said, coaches need coaches. So you might need a team of coaches behind you for your vision, but you also may be ready to be this type of believer with someone else. Check out futureblacklifecoaches.com if you're not already in our Facebook group. If you're there, make sure your notifications are turned on, because we got some stuff in the works that is going to help you take your next step to becoming a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman Christian certified life coach. Hopefully something that I've said during today has kind of like sparked some aha moments, some insights into who hires a coach, who needs a coach, what a life coach does. Do you feel like you need a coach as a future coach? All the coaching things, right? Are there any questions about anything that I've shared throughout our time together? Let me know. I'm happy to chat. If I miss your question, tag me in the comments. I'm happy to come back and chat with you. Or if you want to send me an inbox, you can do that. If you want to get on our email list to hear my interview with Coach Jada, make sure I got your email address, okay? You can post it here in the comments below, or you can inbox me to make sure you're on our list. And I will keep you up to date with the goings on about our upcoming trainings, because I have been receiving that question in the inbox. When is your next training? So open enrollment is coming soon. I hope you're ready. I hope you'll set your notifications to join us on our next training as well. I love to see you guys here. Again, welcome to our newbies in our Future Black Life Coaches community over at futureblacklifecoaches.com. I'm so excited to see our numbers go up and up and up, and we get more and more creative with how we welcome you into our community. I don't see any questions. Hopefully you'll go back and watch the replay. See if you missed anything. Listen carefully, okay? And until we meet again, my friends, I'm Dr. AJ Austin. Remember, there is someone somewhere. They are waiting on you, future Black Life Coach, to walk in your destiny so they can walk into theirs, because it's when you let your own light shine that you give others permission to do the same. And when you impact one life as a Black woman Christian certified life coach, child, you impact generations. Are you ready? Make sure you've activated your VIP membership over at futureblacklifecoaches.com. I'll see you very, very soon in our complimentary Christian coaching community. Have a phenomenal rest of your day. God bless. Bye, future Black Life Coach. Are you looking to become a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman Christian certified life coach? Check us out at www.futureblacklifecoaches.com for our complimentary coaching community, where we have upcoming challenges, masterclasses, and boot camps for all of your Black woman Christian certified life coaching training needs.